Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm in love with a pod natch butte. Cream my neck like a honey's do. Although my face is serum too. I'm in love with natch beauty. Every night in my bathroom, all my sheet masks smell like you. Every day discovering skincare brand new. I'm in love with natch beauty. Oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. I'm in love with natch beauty. Oh wow, oh wow, oh wow, oh wow. I'm in love with natch beauty.
Welcome, everybody, to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. Hello, I am your host and your guy, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, the host of the most serums, the freshest fringe on the West Coast. I know what you're thinking, guest. I don't have bangs. I have grown them out, but I don't want to remove that from my intro because it's too good. The freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to Natch Butte. I am so thrilled to have my guest on today. My guest is a resilient queen that has lived more life than any of us have. And I know us elder millennials throw this term around, but she is an icon. She's a legend, okay? She is many things. Her hat rack, honey, has lots of hats on it. She wears all kinds of hats. She's a mom, an actress, an author, an activist. If you're like me, you may have caught her on a little show that raised all of us called Full House. If you haven't watched it yet, how rude. How rude. You may have also caught her on Fuller House on Netflix or Dancing with the Stars or one of literally my favorite shows ever, Hollywood Darlings, which we will talk about. She's also a podcast host, the host of the Never Thought I'd Say This podcast, and she's hosting her own late night show this Friday, honey, which you can all virtually attend because that's where we're at in life now, sweetie. We've all got a Zoom. We've all got computers. It's a powerful thing. Her show, Your Late Night Show Tonight with Jodi Sweetin, will be this Friday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. That is California time, 10:30 time Eastern, nowherecomedyclub.com. Everybody, please go check that out. And please welcome my guest, Miss Jodi Sweetin. Ms. Jodi, welcome to Natch Butte.
Well, hello. It is a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being here. I put on my eyebrows just for you, and one of them is bigger than the other.
Thank you so much. Well, sisters, not twins.
Well, mine are, I think mine were adopted.
Oh, well, I don't, you know, look, sometimes
it's still beautiful and powerful. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're still family. Yeah. They're still family. They're on the same face, and that's all that matters.
I'm gonna roll with that every day because I just can't get them straight.
Oh, we'll see, I can't even do. I don't even think I did eyebrows today. That's how Natch Butte I am. I do. Very, very minimal.
Well, Jodi, we'll talk about it. Don't worry.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna talk all about your eyebrows, your skin, everything. But first, I have to ask you the warm up questions every guest gets. The first one is, what type of skin do you have?
I have, as I'm getting older, my skin's getting a little drier for sure, mm-hmm. but I've always had pretty normal skin, not too oily. I've never had really bad breakouts. I used to, maybe puberty or whatever, get some like along the hairline, but no, I have pretty normal skin.
We love it and we respect it.
Yeah.
Okay, Jodi, I'm excited for this question because you are a 90s icon. No pressure, but I'm curious, do you recall the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Besides like Lip Smacker's lip balm.
That counts.
Okay, there was Lip Smacker's lip balm, and there was also, because I am a child of the 80s, I definitely bought some Sea Breeze toner. I used to give myself like facial treatments, and I'm sure I just stripped off layers of skin with Sea Breeze and toners and
Do you recall what color your sea breeze was? Because I believe there were several colors.
It was, I think mine was turquoise. I want to say it was turquoise.
Yep, that tracks.
And God, it burned. Oh, it burned so good.
It burned, I would say, too much. Looking back, probably not good.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it was not actually good for your skin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I can't wait for that documentary to come out. Like all the bad skincare we put on as teens.
Yeah,
and youth,
right.
What was actually in it?
Well, there was that whole thing recently, the makeup from some Justice, I think, which was a store my girls used to shop at, had lead or something in it.
Oh,
like
God.
Something really that you don't want to put on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's everybody be careful out there. Please read labels.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do. Okay. Jody. Everybody gets a random question. My random question for you, the holidays are around the corner. I was curious, what's on your list this year? What is your holiday wish list? What does mommy want? Under the tree?
Don't do gifts. I don't
like
getting gifts. My mom and I decided this year we're not doing gifts. I don't need anything.
Yep.
I have a ton of stuff. Anything I do need is something that I could probably buy myself. And it just, for me, the stress of holiday shopping and like buying gifts and stuff takes all the fun and enjoyment out of the holidays for me. So I kind of opt out. I do stuff for my kids. And now that they're older, I do not go, you know, crazy. I try to keep my holiday gift giving pretty quiet. I'm not a big gift person. I like experiences. So my boyfriend and I are going to the opera this weekend and I've never been, and he's taking me to go see Cinderella. We're going to the Van Gogh exhibit on Sunday, and then stuff like that. That to me is a great gift. I just want to be able to plan some fun things with my family. So hopefully like a little winter family vacation would be nice.
What a fabulous answer. We love a no-buy holiday.
It stresses me the fuck out. Like, I lose my mind.
I just don't want to buy somebody something that they're just going to go, oh, thanks, and not use. That drives me nuts.
I don't like racking my brain to be like, I have to think of something that's so special and particular so that it doesn't just feel like I'm randomly buying you something. But I also just, I hate that sort of forced consumerism, capitalism nonsense of this is how you have to enjoy the holidays, is finding someone that perfect gift. I'm like, I'd rather sit and hang out with them for the night. That's way better.
Yeah, we should rent out the Van Gogh experience for everyone we know.
Oh,
that would be a great holiday gift.
There you go. That's it.
Did y'all opt for the VIP where you get the padded seat?
I don't know. Probably, maybe. I don't remember. I bought the ticket so long ago that I don't even remember now. And Well, I put it out of my mind because I had bought the Shen Yun tickets for the Chinese ballet that my daughter has been wanting to see. And then we never wound up going. But the best part of that is what I realized is somehow I only bought one ticket.
Oh.
So I was so glad that it just got canceled and we never went, because the night that would have occurred would have been me and my mom and my girls showing up with me thinking I bought four tickets and then getting there and realizing I only purchased one.
You'd have to rock, paper, scissor to see who got to go
in. Like that, I was like, I mean, at least I avoided that situation. Yeah.
And that will be back in town.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
I'm excited. You got to keep me posted on the Van Gogh experience.
For people who don't know
what that is, Google it, because it's a big thing in LA. And I've heard mixed reviews. So Jody, you got to keep me posted.
I try not to read reviews or worry about what other people say. I go in and I'm like, if I liked it, then I liked it. So.
All I know is that I went to the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. I'm going to tell you something really embarrassing.
Oh, please do.
I farted probably the worst fart I've ever farted in my life in that museum. And I felt paint from like an ancient Van Gogh painting peel off the painting. That's
Van Gogh,
how strong.
This time he cut his nose off in a painting.
Yes.
It was that bad. Wow.
I would have. I felt so guilty. I didn't want to turn around and see all the Dutch people noticing my fart.
I'm so sorry.
But I was having a little bit of a travel tummy. You know, that happens sometimes.
Okay.
Anyway, Jody, watch out for farters when you're there.
So basically what you're saying is don't eat any dairy before I go to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
You know, that's
what
I was trying to get at.
Perfect. Got it. I feel you.
Okay, I'm excited for this. This is the last warm-up question. Yes, my warm-up questions take 15 minutes. Jody,
oh, that's okay. I am the longest rambling answering person ever. So,
well, welcome to the show because you'll fit in perfectly.
Great.
This is Natch Butte. We celebrate our Natch Butte, our natural beauty here. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
My smile.
You got great teeth.
Thank you.
I've noticed.
They're all real and they're all mine. And they're not like capped or anything, but I went through years of orthodontics and I had jaw surgery when I was 19. I've had all kinds of, I had my jaw wired shut, the whole fun thing. I have had extensive work done on them, but I've also never had a cavity. So
wow.
There we go.
Yeah, that is great. Did they have to do that thing where they like move your jaw?
Yeah, like they split it on both sides and move it over and back and basically pin it back together and did the same thing up here, like under my nose. Yeah.
So did you have to only eat milkshakes for like a month?
Yeah, you had it for like 6 weeks. My jaw was wired shut. And there was this big giant syringe that you could suck up Ensure or like Boost shakes. Mm-hmm. And you had to get this little plastic tip all the way to the back of your mouth, like with your jaw closed, kind of in between your teeth in the very back. And then that was how you would wind up drinking your Ensure. And most of it spills all over you. So you're like a drooling baby. It's really, really cool. Yeah. I definitely don't ever recommend that anyone does it.
Yeah.
but it did. It helped my TMJ. So,
you know. Yeah. I had a friend get that done. She looked completely different.
Yeah.
It was wild.
It definitely, I changed my profile pretty dramatically. It was interesting, but I also have been in a lot less pain and I'm glad that I had it done because it was uncomfortable.
Like I said in the intro, resilient queen. Okay. She's been through some shit. Okay.
Yes.
Jody, speaking of going through some shit, I did pageants as a kid, not the same as what you experience being a child actor, but
I did pageants when I was little.
Nice.
But and pageants when we were little, can I just say they were different.
Yes.
They were different. They were not the JonBenet. They were not like that was like started happening in like the 90s, mid 90s, where it was like, let's make them little mini showgirls. No, like we had like lipstick and curly hair. Oh, I totally did pageants. Yeah.
Well, I was in the full beat. I was a 90s pageant. I mean, you and I are only two years apart. But
okay.
I did full blown. Looked like an adult baby. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a mood. It's a mood. I wouldn't recommend
it
the mood.
It is very Betty
Davis
mood. Of you.
Exactly.
Right.
So I was very curious when I was thinking, what do I ask Jody Sweetland? What would be my first thing to ask her? And all I could think of was Stephanie Tanner's hair, the bangs, the curls,
which are not natural.
I was just wondering, do you have memories of being in those chairs every morning?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take? Did you put up with it?
I slept in sponge rollers.
Uh-huh.
That was how we got my hair curly. My hair is naturally very, very straight and fine and does nothing entertaining, which is why I have over there in the corner, I think you can see my wigs, my weave.
Oh, yeah. Honey.
My head with all my extensions. Again, I talk about it. But anyway, I would have to sleep in sponge rollers. Like my mom had the full dippity doo with the paper and you put the thing and you roll. And I slept in those on show nights. So whenever we were recording, I had sponge rollers in my head. And then eventually we worked up to hot rollers so that I didn't have to sleep in them. I could wear them. And then when we would drive up to work, because I lived in Orange County about an hour away. So I'd have the hot rollers in when I got there and then they'd take them out so that my hair would be curly. Yeah, it was definitely a process getting my hair to do that. And then perms, because, you know, why not? It was the 80s, 90s. Lots of perms that just fried the shit out of my hair.
Perm will never leave my mind.
It's permanently scarred me.
Yeah.
It's permanently scarred me. Yeah. No, it's definitely, it like you put that weird cotton around your head and like that stuff on there.
Yeah.
And if they leave it on too long, it
really
fucks up your hair, which was what happened to me. And I had like very thin hair anyway, and it just really damaged it.
They put the cotton around your head. They're like, we don't want these horrible chemicals to touch your skin. So
right.
we're going to protect
so we're gonna
it
put
with this
it
cotton.
On your scalp.
We're going to pour it on your brain. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, God only knows what I did to myself. But anyway, yeah, it was a process. And then makeup as kids was pretty light. But I remember our makeup artist names, Sue and Bob. And we had, wonderful people throughout the years. I loved it. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was always fun to get made up.
And then when you came back as an adult and were acting again, how different was the experience? Because then when you're an adult, it's fun. You can be like, oh my God, what are you using on me? I got to buy that.
Well, I have an amazing team. Terry Groves is my makeup artist, and she does almost all my photo shoots and appearances and all that kind of stuff. And she's amazing. And Anna Maria Orzano does my hair. We call it the Build a Hair Workshop because she like just creates something. She's like, the hair speaking to me, and she'll make some amazing braid or style or whatever. But yeah, being an adult, it's nice. I get to be made up a little more. Although I actually hate that. I am not a makeup person. Like, rarely do I couldn't tell you the last makeup I bought. Like, I have companies like that'll send me awesome stuff. Milk will send me stuff, or IT. Is it IT or IT?
It Cosmetics.
The BB cream. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. The It BB cream, stuff like that. But I was actually thinking the other day, I was like, I think I need some makeup. I don't have, all I use is like under eye, a little mm-hmm. powder, some mascara, and some like lip balm. And I love Benefit for brows and lashes.
We love a minimal routine.
It's super minimal. Super minimal. I got, this is me done.
Yeah.
Done well, for you. Yeah.
Nobody can see us, but I will just say for the audience, I have makeup on right now. If I hadn't, I have somewhere to be. If I didn't, you would be like, oh, a troll hosts this show. Like, I would have the glasses, my hair is off.
Yeah. I have somewhere to be too. If I didn't have to like shower, I totally wouldn't have.
Oh yeah. I didn't shower. I'll be dead honest. I did not.
Fuck yeah.
You can't smell me right now.
Dude, that's the greatest invention of Zoom meetings is I'm like, I can sit in my own filth today if I feel like it.
And you can't really see grease
very
well, like the hair.
No, that's some dry shampoo, a little pilot on the top. Oh, yeah. That's it. I'm done. Look at it. I got ready.
We love a Zoom, honey.
Oh, yes.
So, Jody, have you always been Natch, or did you ever get into makeup at any point in your years?
Yeah, in my teen years, you could have set me loose at the MAC store and the mm-hmm. Benefit counter and whatever. I loved it. But I never really knew how to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think for so long, like I was incredibly fortunate. I had, like I said, I had really great skin. So I never had stuff that I had to worry about covering up. I never really had to wear like a lot of foundation or cover up stuff. So I always kind of liked to keep it pretty natural, but I loved to play in makeup. Of course I had all kinds of colors and I had all kinds of stuff, but most of the time, even in my teen years, it was like, I'd try and do something. I was like, I just can't do this. Cause I was just used to amazing makeup artists doing it. And I was like, oh, that's not, and it's not my thing. And even now,
spoiled.
Yeah. And even now I always joke with my fantastic hair and makeup team, which are, they're like family at this point, but I'm like, you guys have great job security because when they say come camera ready, I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Yeah. So nor do I have the proper tools. Yeah. It's just, I think I look better without makeup. I'm more comfortable without it.
Yes. That's fabulous. Now I'm looking right at you. You don't have any discoloration on your face. That's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's why I wear foundation to even my shit out, you know?
Right. No, it's pretty, like I said, I've always been asked what my skincare is. And I'm like, you don't want to know because it's nothing. It's terrible. Yeah. It's basically, I don't know. I don't know how I have decent skin after everything I've attempted to do to it.
Wow, that is really interesting and powerful. We're going to get more into that in a minute, but my next question has to do with your eyebrows. As I mentioned, my eyebrows, you and I are 2 years difference in age. I'm about mm-hmm. to be 37 in like literally 4 days.
Ooh, happy early birthday.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh, on my yacht.
Oh my God, birthday girl. My eyebrows are a wreck. I did not survive the 90s. I plucked them. I plucked in the middle of them. I fucking ruined them. And I've seen photos of you. You had the like thin eyebrow. You were rocking the trendy eyebrow. And I'm looking at you now. They look great. So how did you survive the 90s without fucking your shit up?
I mean, I definitely had thinner eyebrows in high school because everyone did because it was the 90s. But I got them waxed like professionally and didn't, my eyebrows don't grow anywhere weird. Like I don't pluck my eyebrows currently. I don't, I don't shave them.
You're just blessed.
It's obnoxious. And I'm not trying to be like, oh my God, I didn't even do anything. No, you should see me when I wake up in the morning. I look haggard. I was going to say Hagrid, but I sort of look like Hagrid.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could be a Hagrid, haggard hybrid.
A haggard Hagrid. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Your eyebrows.
My eyebrows. That's right. I was like, we were talking about something. But yeah, my eyebrows kind of grew back, and then I got them microbladed.
Oh, there we go.
A couple years ago, and they need to be touched up a little bit. But yeah, like it, I did microblading on them because, again, I was like, I don't want to do anything to them, and I just want a little bit of darkness.
Yeah.
Plus, you start losing all of your hair after you have children. Like, you just, it's, I have no hair left, and it's falling out continuously. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's really cool.
But don't you get amazing hair, at least during the pregnancy? You're like, oh, wow, I look like a beautiful rainforest model. And then it all sheds later,
Yeah, and then it all sheds later. And then just stress and being almost 40, like my hair's just like, bye, see you later. It was fun in your 20s, but we're going to go. Yeah,
I'm gonna go, but like,
I'm going to go now.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Something to look forward to.
Getting old's awesome.
Hey, we're doing great.
Oh, I'm killing it. But I definitely, the things have started happening where like all of a sudden you like look and you're like, oh shit. There's a little wrinkle. There's a little,
like, oh, here
little
it comes.
Creepiness right in the corner of the eye. Yeah. But you're like, okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, that leads me to my next question. We've kind of covered this already. I know you are constantly told that you look so young. I've looked at your Instagram. All the comments are like, you have an age of a... Do you have anything you attribute this to? And you're telling me you don't really do a lot of skincare and maintenance. So what is it, Jody? What's the secret?
Honestly, I think I just have I have great genes for skin. I don't have a bunch of freckles. I don't have a bunch of my skin is pretty soft.
I don't see one.
No, and I don't really use sunscreen.
Okay,
I'm terrible at it. I tan really well. I don't know. I don't know how it's happened. And it's not like I didn't completely abuse my skin and smoke for years. And I don't drink enough water. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really grateful because when I have one zit, I freak out.
Yeah.
When I had one the other day, like right here on my eyebrow. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Everyone's looking. My boyfriend's like, I didn't even see it until you pointed it out. But now it's all I'm looking at.
Sometimes one can be more upsetting than a bunch because you just fixate on it.
Right. Yeah. You're just like this. But right. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But I will tell you some stuff that I started using recently that I love. My friend Debbie Matinopoulos started this skincare line called Ikaria Beauty. Mm-hmm. It's all Greek based, like Greek formulas. She's Greek, obviously. But she sent it to me and it's this like daily moisturizing cream, comes in a little jar. Oh my God. It's similar to a La Mer product, like the thickness and creaminess and moisturization of it, but not nearly as expensive, but I love it. And then there's an all natural, like retinol serum, like a daily retinol serum that's made from all plant-based ingredients. So it doesn't have the same sort of like reactions with sun and all that kind of harshness to it. But that I use every day. And I really love that. I also use Soap and Glory. Uh-huh. I use their cleansing balm, the one that you put on when your skin's still dry. Cause I find that really helps get all the makeup off. If I have mascara in particular.
Yeah.
But it just hydrates my skin before I go in and rinse it all off. And then I use the vitamin C like daily yuzu gel. So yeah, I'm pretty basic I like to do. I have a little routine. I mean, it's literally three steps.
Yeah.
That's about it. And I would love to say that every single day I do them and I haven't gotten a facial in years. I need to get one, but yeah, I just try to, I notice when I eat sugar, it gets crappy, all that kind of stuff.
I feel like what you're saying is it's really just the DNA will get you every time.
We can fight and do
everything we can, but if it's good, it's good. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. And I realize I'm very, very fortunate. You know what I mean? I'm like, look, I know.
Well, we all are blessed with certain gifts. Mine was my incredible singing voice and personality.
Obviously.
And then, you know, you have these amazing teeth and this great skin, and we all get something.
Yeah. Exactly. And you gotta lean into it, you know what I mean? And celebrate it.
Well, Jody, I have a plan, and I can cut this out of the episode. I can cut all of this out. You need to start telling
people. You know what? Just cut me. Cut only my part out. Leave you talking, but none of my answers.
Have you seen that Garfield comic strip where they cut Garfield out and it's just, I think it's called, I want to say it's called Garfield minus Garfield. And it, so it's just a man like yelling things in his house by himself.
It's like most people. Right.
Exactly. It's us. Absolutely. It's all of us. Yes.
Right.
I could do that for this whole episode. The reason I say that is you should tell everyone, oh, the reason I look so good and my skin is so good is because I use blank and start a product and tell everybody that it's why you look so young and it's why you look so good.
I've thought about it. So I think now that I'm like almost 40, I'm like, you know what? I think that might be something that I want to invest in the future. And actually something that I do want to create. I'm looking for like really great, all natural, cruelty-free brands. I'm always on the lookout for those. And also for stuff for like my makeup artists to use. I like incorporating good sort of eco-friendly brands into what I use. And I would love to be able to create one for myself one day. So I think that may be something that I'm going to add to the list of titles.
Well, I'm buying it.
Skincare creator. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what Nashbute is all about. My whole show is all cruelty-free, vegan, woman-owned indie brands. That's what we do here. So, and clean. I'm doing all clean now, and it's been exciting.
Love it.
Okay, I have a question. You have daughters.
I do.
How do they feel about beauty? Have they gotten into it? Have you had these conversations with them?
They are so into it. Okay, my 13-year-old, I let both of my girls, I'm like, be creative.
Yeah.
Have fun. This is how you express yourself. So my 13-year-old has nails. I told her at 13 she could get the nails because all her friends, I got the little clickety-clackety nails. Yep. So she currently has gel nails on with, it was supposed to look like lightning, but it kind of is more marbled because they didn't, there was a lot, whatever, but they're really pretty. Mm-hmm. So she got those. She does the awesome eyeliner. Mm-hmm. Like she can do a perfect like winged eyeliner like I cannot accomplish. She's got long, gorgeous eyelashes and beautiful skin. So like she gets very into all of the highlighters and the things. She loves makeup. She watches the tutorials. She watches the YouTubers, all of the tips and tricks. She's got the palettes and comes out and has done gorgeous things with her makeup. She's super into it. My younger one is getting into it as well. She's very creative and loves art and all of that stuff too. So she's loves the creativity aspect of all of the makeup stuff. They're way more into makeup and far better at it than I am. Like I'm actually going to have my 13-year-old do my makeup one day. Be like, just have fun with it.
Oh,
I mean, she can put on fake lashes on herself. Yeah. She's incredible. She's killing it.
Imagine if we had those resources as kids, I probably would not have ruined my eyebrows. I think about that all the time.
Or you probably would have because everyone on TikTok would have been like, watch me wax my entire eyebrow off. Yeah. Oh my God. Right. Then draw it back on.
There are kids that do that. They shave off their eyebrows and draw them. And
yeah,
it's really, I can't even draw on ones when I have eyebrows to start with. So I don't know how they're doing it.
Well, yeah, it's very, very careful.
Do you think your daughter would do my makeup?
Well, for sure. She'd love to.
Does she do her friend's makeup?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes she'll do her sister's makeup. Sometimes, she definitely likes to get creative with it.
Because I'm telling you, I feel like I can do my own makeup pretty okay these days, but I tried to do my friend's and it looked really bad. It's completely different doing someone else's.
Well, because a good makeup artist knows all of the different face shapes and what works for what different shapes.
Yes.
And where to highlight and where, they know all of that stuff. You know your face.
Yes.
And so anything else, you're like, I don't know how to make that look like that. Yeah. So I don't even know what to do with my own face. So you're farther ahead than I am.
I feel like I look in the mirror every morning and I'm like, who is that? Every day I feel like there's something new going on. Is that you experiencing that in this same age bracket? Like I'm like, oh, today my eyes are crusty and red. The next day, now my mouth is all weird and dry. And like, happening?
You'll wake up, you're like, oh my, this is just really puffy. What's happening here? Or like, oh, why am I, I slept wrong here. So now I'm going to have just a mark on my face for 7 hours.
It doesn't go away.
No, because you don't have that nice little skin elasticity anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I find myself patting my moisturizing cream in instead of moving it around. I'm like, no, I'm stretching out valuable skin. What am I doing?
Yeah. Yes. You got a pat. It's all about the pat now.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. I would love to know your self-care rituals, Jody. The things that you must do every day that keep you, you. And these could be so many things. Self-care rituals. Is it a bath? Is it jogging? Is it Peloton? Is it meditation? What are the things?
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of those things. I have a Peloton here, mm-hmm. which I was like hemming and hawing to buy myself. I suck at buying myself things.
Yeah.
And when my boyfriend moved out here from New York over a year ago, he was like, babe, we're getting the Peloton.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fine. And now I'm so glad I have it. I love it. I use a bunch of the classes. I have a trainer who is also a good friend, but I work out with him. I try to work out with him like twice a week, mm-hmm. nothing crazy, but I do it for my mental health.
Yep.
Like if I don't get some endorphins rushing or have an appointment to get myself out of bed, that's it. The couch is eating me, swallowing me up.
Yeah.
And I'd say exercise, baths for sure. I don't have a huge gigantic bathtub, but I make my, you know, little one work. Mm-hmm. Got my little tray that goes across. I bring my magazines in. I got my music, my candles. My boyfriend buys me awesome bath bombs and fun stuff from Lush to use. He always gets me a little something special from there. I'll go on a hike. I have a hammock in my backyard that
okay.
I love. That's like my hammock time. I take very seriously. And fortunately in LA, you can lay in it kind of all year round.
Yeah. Do you love our November we're having? A high of 89 yesterday.
I mean, that's right. That's always the holidays in LA. You're like, this is not a holiday. Yeah. But yeah, I try and find like little moments to do stuff for myself. And some days I don't. Some days I beat myself up when I don't do it. And some days I beat myself up when I do. And I'm like, oh, you didn't deserve that. You didn't do anything today. I'm like, no. I need that just to give myself space and a break. So yes. If someone listening to this is beating themselves up, thinking that they don't deserve their rest, you do. You don't have to do anything to deserve rest. So, yeah.
I love that. And I recently realized something, and again, being in the similar age bracket, I feel like when we were younger growing up, if you heard somebody worked out or had a trainer, all I thought was like, oh, what are they trying to do? They're trying to like buff up or they're trying. No, it's actually good for your mental health. It's actually good to just move your body.
Yeah.
You don't have to have like a goal in mind.
Right. No, not there. For me, there is no goal in mind. For me, it's just not being sedentary because I'll stick to that. You know what I mean? I'll be like, yeah, we'll work out later. And sometimes I do, but I've gotten much better about it. Like in my late 30s and really honestly during the pandemic, that it was the one thing I was like, I've got to do something.
Yes.
So like I got a trainer on Zoom. I had to do something for a while because I was just literally doing nothing.
Yep. My butt started getting very, very soft.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Softer than I was comfortable with it being.
Right. Right.
And that's when I got the Peloton and the booty's looking a little toit. I'll be honest.
Exactly.
It's a little toit now.
Exactly.
So.
I'm proud of you. I worked out really hard the other day and I was doing good mornings with like almost 100 pounds. And I'm going to tell you, it was like 90 pounds. And yeah, that same day, later that afternoon, I got my COVID booster shot. And the next day I was so sore from working out. And then the booster kicked in and I felt like crap and made all of those sore muscles even worse. Like my hamstrings were like, bitch, please, what did you do? Like, you're not going to make us perfect in one workout. Calm down.
Yeah.
So
I get sore so easily. That's why I'm always like, I have to take it really slow when I'm trying to do crunches or whatever, because I'm not trying to feel like shit all the time.
Right.
Okay, Jody, I would just, in case people don't know about Hollywood Darlings, I just want to put this show on the radar because, okay, I don't know if you know that I was on it. Did you know that?
No. Were we in a scene together?
No. I played Christine's agent.
Amazing.
Episode where she fakes her own death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was the most fun. It was so, it's such a great show. And so I just want everyone to know about it in case they don't. Tell us how this show came about.
Hollywood Darlings was actually something I was really, really proud of. It came about when Jimmy Fox, who is head of All3Media, he had come to me and Christine and Beverly and he wanted to do a reality show. Mm-hmm. And we all were like, nah.
Yeah.
We didn't know. I was like, I don't want to do a reality show about my life. My life is nice and simple and boring and uninteresting and not fancy. And I totally fucking like it that way.
I mean, you don't even buy yourself Christmas presents. What is there to watch?
Exactly. What is there to watch? Yeah, I'm not opening. But what we said we would do is play ourselves.
Yeah.
But ridiculous heightened versions in scenarios that were obviously not real.
Yeah.
But we were playing ourselves. And so we just ran with it. And we got to have so much fun with storylines. It was all improv.
Which was as you know, so it was like fun. Yeah, you know Hannah Lopatin?
Yes, so, I love Hannah.
Same. So we did a lot of musical comedy together. And she brought me in. She brought in a ton of the UCB crowd.
Yes,
people.
Yes. And we had our guest stars were fantastic.
It was so fun. And just so people know, it's Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven. Miss Jody here. And Christine Lakin, who mm-hmm. is a friggin' queen. Like, she's
Christine is amazing. She is going to be my guest late night show tonight on Friday, which you can get your tickets at nowherecomedyclub.com. But Christine is going to be my guest. And she's also joining us for some ridiculous sketch that
oh
we're doing.
Oh, my gosh. And again, she's from Step by Step, if anybody watched Step by Step, which
and
we
she's
all did.
And she's brilliant. Brilliant. Like, Christine is one of the funniest people I know. And that show, it just unfortunately didn't get a lot of press. It didn't get a lot of attention.
Which is insane. I'm telling you. It's same
well,
with
Pop
the
Pop had Schitt's
Girls.
Creek at the time.
Yeah,
they
Florida
had Schitt's
Girls
Creek at the
was
time
another show
really
on Pop
it.
That was so funny. Mm-hmm. And then didn't everything kind of fall apart over there? Like, they stopped doing original programming?
They stopped doing original programming. Yeah. And so we got, it was a whole thing. I would have loved to have done Hollywood Darlings,
yeah.
but you know, another season of that. We just had such a good time. And again, like doing improv comedy with friends with these ridiculous situations and helping to create and write, we co-EP'd on it the second season. It was really fun to create that and have something so different than I think what people usually know about me or,
yes.
and to be like, oh shit, actually you're a funny adult. I'm on a sort of family friendly kids esque TV show. And yes, I've done episodes where I'm arguing with a clown,
yeah.
but I actually do have a slightly more seasoned sense of humor.
I want everyone, we're always looking for shit to watch because
I don't even know how to find it now.
Really? Though. You can't buy it on Amazon?
Maybe.
I feel like
you might be able to buy it on Amazon.
I think you can because I had to buy it to put it on my because honey,
okay.
that footage is on my reel. It's one of the most fun things I've probably shot ever. It was so fun. So everybody find Hollywood Darlings and stream it. Okay. Buy
it. Stream it. Demand its return.
No, yes. Start a petition.
Something. I don't know. No, but seriously, if you like fun, ridiculous comedy, sort of in the vein of Arrested Development and Schitt's Creek and that
and
kind of stuff.
And it's all female-led and it's just really good.
It was all female-read. It was all female-produced. We had a kick-ass group of women on that show, particularly the second season. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Okay, great. Now let's talk about your late night show tonight, which I have done an episode. I did my own. It was so fun. How did this come about? So how are you hosting your own late night show now?
Well, I will say hosting a late night show, a comedy show, kind of like what we're doing is something that I've always wanted to do. I love hosting. I love being funny. It's something that I've gotten a little bit of a taste of. I've hosted mm-hmm. some other things, but mm-hmm. never my own late night show. And it came about when I did Ben Glebe's episode. Ben Glebe, another comedian, he did an episode of your late night show tonight.
Didn't he run for president, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
And I know him through another show that I co-host with him and that Steve Hofstetter had brought me in on, mm-hmm. another comedian. Anyway, I was the guest on Ben's show. He asked me to be one of his guests. He had Rosario Dawson and then he had me.
Nice lineup.
At the end. And I stayed on for like the last 10, 12 minutes. We were just shooting shit back and forth, cracking up, laughing, whatever. And then after that, Gil Barron and Ben Kirshner and Pauline, the producers of your late night show tonight, mm-hmm. were like, would you want to do an episode? I was like, absolutely. And so we've been putting it together and working on writing everything and writing the monologues and sketches. And I think it's going to be a great show. I'm really excited to have Christine Lakin on as my guest and have people see, again, a totally different side of who they think I am.
Yes, it's, and again, so basically what's happening is Jody is hosting her own late night show. There has been a full staff of writers, producers.
Yep.
This is a fully produced
show. And people
show.
That have worked. It's a fully produced show.
Yes.
People that have worked on late night television, on The Late Show, on Daily Show, they know what they're doing. We're not just throwing this together and being like, hey, I hope this is a thing. No, it's actually, it's a real thing. Through nowherecomedyclub.com, which is streaming all over the place. You can watch it anywhere you are in the world. I have some friends who are in Ireland and Australia that are like, I'm getting up in the middle of the night or, you know, five in the morning to watch it. So that's pretty awesome. But yeah, you can get tickets through nowherecomedyclub.com and it's a hilarious show. Like,
and
I've watched
several
episodes of it. It's so great.
I always feel so bad for anyone listening that isn't in Los Angeles or isn't in New York when we're promoting a show, because I know how it feels to be left out. I know how it feels to be like, man, why can't I be there? Everyone can go to this, literally.
Yes.
So everybody watch and stream. It's so fun. These guys that put this show together, they're the best. They're the best. Like Gil and they're the best.
Yes, they really, really are. And I've had so much fun working with them. And it's been such a pleasure to get to be a part of this. They have made this so easy. I keep going like, why? Like, it's just that thing where like, why are they doing this? Like they're doing so much. Like,
I know. They're incredible.
They're like really killing it for me. I'm just so grateful for what they have put together for me. I'm beyond. And so I'm really excited to do this. I'm really excited for people to see it.
I cannot wait to see it. When I did mine, it was the end of 2019. My divorce was final. And we opened the show with, I'm just a new divorcee, like from Rocky Horror.
Like Rocky, yeah.
And I handed out in the audience all of my like old wedding gifts from my first wedding. I was like, do you want my Le Creuset salt and pepper shakers? They made the show perfect because I told them everything I wanted. I was like, I'm divorced. I'm like beauty and skincare. And they created the whole show around.
I told them about my love of, I mean, who my inspirations are comedically, everything.
Yeah.
What I like to watch, what I think is funny, what I'm politically motivated by, all that stuff. And literally they put a writer's room and people together and they really captured me. I'm very, very honored to be doing this.
Okay.
So it's fun.
Well, I'm going to be tuning in.
Hell
so
yeah.
So everyone join me, please. And again, the link is nowherecomedyclub.com. So, and this is Friday. So I know my honeys listen to this show the day it comes out. So get that on the cal. It is this weekend, this Friday night. Come check it out.
Yep. At 7:30 PM here in LA, 10:30 PM New York time. And I'm really looking forward to doing this. So,
and are you going to have your hair and makeup team like glam you out?
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to have them do something. Yeah. I have my stylist put an outfit together. I mean, look, I'm hosting my own
late night
show. You got to look cute.
Exactly. So we got to tune in to see the glam.
Yeah, because otherwise it's just like me in t-shirts and chucks.
Hey, but
that's what I wear all the time. It's t-shirts and chucks.
And,
that's me.
And I know I'm a broken record, but you look young as fuck. Like, you look so young.
Thank you.
Do
thank
you get
you,
carded
thank you.
Still? Oh, wait, you don't drink. What to
say? I don't drink, but I get, but to get in places.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I think that is the ultimate. When I started getting carded, when they stopped carding me, I'm like, oh, okay,
right. Oh no,
time for
I get
the
carded,
eye cream.
I get carded, and they card me, and they look at it and scan the back.
Yeah,
they're like,
they think
is
it's
this
fake.
Right.
If you were gonna lie, you would probably say you're 23. It's not like you would say I'm 38.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be like, I wouldn't be like, I'm almost 40. I'd be like, pick something a little more reasonable. No, I mean, I fortunately get called my kid's sister all the time.
That's so fabulous. That DNA is on point.
It's I'm really, you know, look, it fucked me in a few areas, but in others it really worked out for me. So I'll take the trade-off. You know what I mean?
It's all about balance, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Balance and gratitude.
100%.
Yeah. Well, Jody, it has been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Can
Thank
you,
you
tell
so
us
much.
Everything you already told us about the late night show, which is happening Friday night, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us where we can find you on the internet? Anything else you want us to be aware of coming up? Or just anything.
You can find me on at Jody Sweeten across all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, official Jody Sweeten on Facebook, and at Jody Sweeten on Twitter. You can also check out my podcast, Never Thought I'd Say
That's
This.
Right.
It's
yes.
a funny, inappropriate, and very real look at parenting, along with my best friend, Celia Behar. And we discuss everything from the funny to the not so funny stuff on parenting, but we do it in our own special little way with lots of F words. And then...
Isn't she, she's a therapist, right?
She is. She is a therapist and also my best friend. She is not my therapist because that would be a terrible idea. But we have girls that are all kind of within the same age range. So we're in the fucking thick of the teenage years now.
Yes.
But yeah, that's Never Thought I'd Say This. And you can find us on Instagram at Never Thought I'd Say This as well. And then, yeah, that's kind of what I have coming up. I'm going to shoot a holiday movie in Utah in a couple weeks, which I think will come out probably next year. And then
Hallmark Christmas movie queen. We didn't even talk about that.
Well, I've done a few. This one, I don't know if it'll be Hallmark. I'm not sure where it's going yet. But as soon as I do, I will let you know next year. And then heading off to a protest today to go. I'm organizing things down at City Hall. So keeping busy in that arena as well.
I'm telling you, the hat. She's got all the hats and she swaps them out. Sometimes she wears multiple on the same head and it's beautiful.
I have to wear multiple ones because I have such a very tiny peanut head that I have to buy child size hats.
Maybe that's another secret to your youth because I have a giant head.
You have a very tiny head. It's little bitty thing.
I hope I see you in person someday and I can compare our skulls.
Let's do it.
I would love to just get really
just
in
like,
person.
I'll try your hat on and it'll be like one of those pictures of those kids.
It'll
in
be like
the
Arby's hat. The big neon Arby's sign. Just a giant.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I'm looking forward to comparing heads with you someday, Jody.
Oh, me too. It's all I've ever dreamed of.
Thank you so much for being here. And everybody,
absolutely.
Check out your late night show tonight with Jody Sweeten, Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Everybody tune in. I'm going to be tuning in. I'm going to be home just crying that I'm turning 37 the next day.
No,
I'm excited. I'm going to be happy.
Better be excited.
It's exciting.
Look, a lot of people don't make it to 37.
No,
so we honor that you made it this far.
You're so right. You're so right. And the whole anti-aging mentality, it's beautiful to age.
Fuck that. Follow my dear, dear friend, Paulina Portskova. I don't know
God.
If you follow her.
Best Instagram account ever.
P and I were going in on somebody today on her account, but I love her. She's a good friend. And somebody I definitely look up to.
She is a must follow.
Must follow
on Instagram.
Yes.
God,
100%.
You know everyone. Oh man, I bet you've got all the story. I know you've written a wonderful book, but oh man, honey, the life
you've had.
You
know, I've had an interesting life, but most of my friends are just normal people.
Yeah.
But I only like the people in this business that are like normal people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
You may be normal, but that skin, honey, it is normal skin.
It is normal skin. It's not too oily. And not, you know, the T-zone's fine, fairly balanced. No.
Maybe that's going to be the title of this episode. Normal people in normal skin. We love it.
Right, there we go.
Yeah.
Right. Which is so absolutely not me. Anyway.
Yeah.
No one would ever describe me as, but thank you so much for having me on. It really was a pleasure. I loved coming and talking all things comedy and beauty with you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jody. Everybody, thank you for listening. And don't forget that you deserve to be happy. I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Jody, my last question. Do you cream your neck?
I mean, obviously.
Okay, I'll be honest, I was worried. Your face crunched up a little, and I thought you were going to be like, no. And then you came through.
No, you got to get the neck.
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have great skin to your chin line.
Yes.
And then what?
I'm so proud of
you. Nobody wants a turkey neck.
I am so proud of you. Just came in hot at the end with the hot knowledge.
See?
Yes.
Yep.
We love to see it.